Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode 10.
All right, let's look at Judges 7, verses 2 to 7. So Gideon and his army got up early and went as far as the spring of Harod. The armies of Midian were camped north of them in the valley near the hill of Moreh. Hopefully I'm saying these things right. The Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many warriors with you." Hang on a minute. Yes. "If I let all of you fight the Midianites, the Israelites will boast to me that they save themselves by their own strength. Therefore, tell the people, whoever is timid or afraid may leave this mountain and go home." So 22,000 of them went home, leaving only 10,000 who were willing to fight. But the Lord told Gideon, "There are still too many. Bring them down to the spring and I will test them to determine who will go with you and who will not." When Gideon took his warriors down to the water, the Lord told him, "Divide the men into two groups. In one group, put all of these, those who cup water in their hands and lap it up with their tongues like dogs. In the other group, put all those who kneel down and drink with their mouths in the stream. Only 300 of the men drank from their hands. All the others got down on their knees and drank with their mouths in the stream." The Lord told Gideon, "With these 300 men, I will rescue you and give you victory over the Midianites. Send all of the others home." Oh, my goodness.
Bye-bye.
This is crazy.
It is.
Unreal.
What a scenario. I don't know. Do you know how many people were against them?
Yes, 135,000.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, of course you do.
300 against, yeah.
Okay, what are the, what's the odds on that?
The odds is roughly 1 in 500. Okay. It's just a little bit under. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like okay. With 32,000, they were 1 to 5. And just under 1 to 4, 1 to 5. And God's like, nah, you still got too many. They went to 1 to 500.
Like, could you imagine Gideon's mind at that time?
Oh,
like,
it's unreal.
You're okay.
Yeah.
But the point that God was making, this cannot be in your own strength.
Yes.
This cannot be, you know, putting in a position where your strategy or your human endeavors,
right,
or the professionalism that you've learnt,
right,
yeah,
all of these things. And this is so translatable to even, yes, you know, I'm thinking about urban life coaches. I'm thinking about all of us,
yes,
that are in church life even,
yeah,
right? Well, what 1 to 500, what about the odds of discipling 1 to 500?
Right.
You know, all these things. Well, the point is never we can do this because have you seen our church? We know how to,
yes,
do this now. We're professional. Have you seen our services and our, yeah, worship? We want to do the best we can to glorify God.
Yes.
But how does God ultimately get the glory?
Right.
Through things that only He could do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it takes some fair amount of boldness and courage to go, okay, God, you can get this in a position where only you, you know, only you can come through and I'll still be there.
Yeah.
Now that's credit to Gideon here.
Yeah.
He's
absolutely
still there. He
absolutely
says yes.
Absolutely. Like, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I wanted to include both these scriptures yesterday and today because I feel like it's two facets of victory. Yesterday was about him understanding who's God called you. And today, like if you think about what you were just saying, you would think to be less fearful because he's telling everyone who's trembling with fear to go home. You'd think to be less fearful, God would need to add to their numbers. Like if I'm Gideon,
yes,
I'm like, cool, yeah, God, I probably went 5 to 1 in my favor and we're 1 to 5 against my favor right now. So increase and then the fear will go. And God's like, no.
Right.
Fear's spiritual.
Right.
Fear's not natural.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, you know, he tells everyone to go trembling to go home and said 22,000 leave. And I can just imagine it's like, oh, a little tremble's okay, you can stay. And, but he's got 10,000 left. And I wrote this, we read this in the book that everyone got, but the springs of Harod mean, Harod means terror. And so God says, I'm gonna, there's still too many left. I'm gonna test you. And 9,700 of them failed the fear test. So obviously they'd said, I'm not fearful, but they still were in their heart. And so God left Gideon with 300 people that weren't trembling and had passed God's fear test because part of victory, I think it's so important to get fear out. Yeah. Like we learned yesterday, we've got to know who God's called us to be, but then we can't allow this spirit of fear because fear will rob victory from us. And, you know, we were just at a beautiful conference a couple of months ago now, but didn't we hear that all? It's like perfect love. That's what it was all about. Yeah. The antidote to fear is love.
Yeah.
Perfect love casts out all fear. So I don't know. That's what I was so blessed by today in today's scripture.
Yeah, totally. And then understanding, again, there's an opportunity to see how incredible our God is.
Yeah.
Look, he doesn't really need us. Yeah. He can do anything.
Yep.
But again, Gideon and the Israelites were able to, yes, not boast in their own strength or their own ability, but to be able to see God in all his glory and go, wow, God, you did this. This was not us, this is you. And again, these opportunities for us to, throughout life experiences, to see God and see how marvelous he is.
Thanks for listening to our 21-Day Overwhelming Victory podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.